This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman on with us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So a year ago this week, we were dealing with the Archie Creek fire. Go back to the early hours and tell us how you first found out about the fire.
Well, thank you. And for us, the fires that weekend started actually the day before. We had a fire at our landfill on actual Labor Day on the 7th that afternoon. And the DFPA and Douglas County Fire District 2 went up and did a fantastic job getting it put out. They brought helicopters and everything else to get it taken care of. And then the next morning, about 2:15 in the morning, I got a text message from our emergency manager that there was a significant fire going on in the Glide area. I went ahead and got up and, you know, took a shower and got going. And by 3:20, I was up in Glide. And the response to that fire was simply amazing. The DFPA, with working with the local fire district, Glide Fire District, and many others, got around that fire. And by a little after 8 o'clock, just after daylight, and as the light came more, it looked, you know, like they were going to have a pretty good handle on that. The DFPA director texted me an aerial picture of that fire where it looked like they had a pretty good line around it. And then we had a phone call conversation about, he was really nervous what was going on up the river. And of course, we're all at the Glide, at the Glide Fire Department, and didn't really know there was more fire going on up the North Umpqua River. So somewhere before 9 o'clock, the sheriff and I in his vehicle went ahead and went up river, sort of looking to get eyes on that fire to see what it was. And I will tell you, as we got close to Williams Creek, we could see that column of smoke, and it was significant. I mean, it was a full-on large column of smoke early in the morning, you know, which is pretty unusual. And the other thing that was wildly unusual is the smoke was blowing from the east to the west, so it was blowing back towards town and downriver, and that is very unusual up there. And we immediately knew we were dealing with something different.
Yeah, we've had a long history of many fires in this area, but it was very clear early on that day it was going to be something quite different.
Well, yeah, and as you know, the sheriff has the responsibility for evacuation, so assessment of the fire, deciding evacuation levels in areas was going on the entire time we were driving up there. And once we saw it, as we came back downriver, we saw another column of smoke sort of in the Susan Creek area, and realized initially we thought, well, that must be the smoke from up above. But honestly, we realized it was another column. It had to be a different fire start. So now, you know, that's 15 miles apart. So now you had two major columns of smoke blown between them, and the sheriff had already called for the full evacuation. And I want to spend just a minute talking about how that valley got evacuated and that corridor. So that's almost 30 miles of residents got evacuated in just a few hours. And that happened not out of accident. It happened because of the preparation ahead of time, the reverse 911 system. It happened because the sheriff was immediately in a place to make that decision and understand the gravity of what was going on. It happened because the DFPA and other firefighters were giving good advice to the sheriff. But then the actual logistics on the ground, you know, the sheriff and his team had already deployed, you know, all their resources up north. The search and rescue guys are there. So deputies and search and rescue, public works guys were up there, ODOT, Oregon State Police, and many others knocking on doors and telling people to evacuate. The sheriff and I did some of that work also. And people listened. They got out of there. And the fact that that corridor was evacuated that quickly, with nobody getting hurt, no loss of life, no car accidents, you know, nobody deciding to make a poor decision and staying, is nothing short of a miracle. I mean, that area is very used to fire, and in normal times, fire up there is manageable, and people, you know, feel more comfortable being around it. Again, last year was something different. The way that fire took off and the way the wind was blowing back towards town, it was obvious it was going to be something different.
And for 3,000 people to be displaced, I mean, that's probably unheard of in county history.
Well, I I would assume so. Certainly in the 20-something years I've been doing public policy here in Douglas County, it's unheard of. And I will tell you, and I'm going to, you know, say this again, that the amazing work by all those people I mentioned, but also, you know, in these emergencies, and we've had our share of these major emergencies in Douglas County, we get to see the very best in people. The public here and the citizens reach out and they help each other and they make sure nobody's left behind. They check on their neighbors. And that amount of work and getting to be in the middle of that and watch it is truly inspiring. You do get to see people that are really terrified. In this situation, there was plenty to be afraid of. And before it was over, you know, again, the sheriff and I were up there helping with everybody else. The other commissioners were up there helping. There was lots of people that were scared. And luckily, and again, I think there's a great preparation. People did the right thing and they got out and they got themselves where they were safe.
Just a couple minutes left here. What are some of the other things you want to share from those initial days?
Well, just in the very initial days, you know, things like clearing the right-of-way so people could get back to their properties up Rock Creek. You know, the Public Works crews did amazing, amazing work doing that, you know, removing a lot of those dead trees that were falling. One of the toughest public meetings I've ever had to participate in was the meeting where we had the residents come into the Glide High School gym. You know, remember, in the middle of COVID, so we set up a series of tables and had folks come up, and we notified them whether their home was still, if it made it through the fire or not. That was very, very difficult work. All three commissioners were there doing that work, along with the sheriff and some of the agency folks from the fire agencies and the federal agencies. But that was very difficult. I think a lot of people probably knew their homes had been burnt down, but you know, actually hearing it officially for the first time was very difficult. I will tell you, some of those people were the greatest people. You know, we're all doing that work, and at times it gets pretty emotional. And there was more than once where I was crying as I was explaining to people what was going on. And those people comforted me. So, again, amazing, amazing people in this county. For some of us, it seems like a long time ago. For others, it seems like yesterday. Those people that are up there trying to rebuild and get their lives back on track, we at the county have, you know, hired immediately. We hired a coordinator to help build capacity here at the county to help facilitate the rebuilding. I know you're going to talk to Commissioner Kress. He's was asked to be in charge of that and has been running that for a year. They've done amazing work and continue to. The Glide Revitalization up there is a great group that had existed prior to the fire. They really stepped up and continue to help find ways to get people back in their homes and homes rebuilt. You know, just this week we had another fire up there. I went up and had a little deja vu up in the Glide area watching, you know, a response that turned out to be the most remarkable response you can imagine. You know, five helicopters and an air tanker and just a ton of fire departments from around the county, you know, caught a fire at 55 acres that could easily have been the next big Archie Creek fire. And they just tackled it and got it taken care of. So, again, pretty amazing people that live in this county. And through these emergencies, we definitely get to see the very best in people.
Well, we could definitely talk for a long time about that, but I think we'll stop for now and pick it up again with Commissioner Kress on Monday. County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
840 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.